Target is just to reduce mental state of vision. Impression of vision. This is the first thing. Now, we like you to distinguish between third target and the second target. Second target is transformation target. Transformation target. Now that transformation target mainly are forming or doing I know we are now. Know we are now. See? And then the first one making the vision is that who we are now. So that who we are now takes you just only image. When hand over to the second transformation again. See, the C by no we are now. See, no we are now will do a going to this process as the point. Now, look at this one. So here the picture. When you look at this one, just like a roll of iron spring. See, on this one, when roll of iron spring, and then there is the pool. You see? As it is the iron spring. There is the pool. So, when you try to figure out which side. Now, suppose the pool is ready.
Now, yes.
You see the point now?
Yes, I can switch.
It's going that
direction.
It is the direction. That direction and so on. So, this is what? The work of Norwegian and I do. See? So you can distinguish. See? That Winyana Tattoo gives you only picture of. See that? So when you are trying to see that which side is really cool. So that's way by no Winyana Tattoo. So two processes are really working. See? One is just only giving you the image of me. Didn't tell anything. And then no, we are not only getting that, feeling this side or the other side and so on. So we can understand the meet here for knowing another, to get healthy for a year, to stand beside for to stand side and side and so on. This is the quality of knowing another, to end the transformation again. This can be transformation again. The first one, image giving processes for production. That is, we pass that, what that. Now, theater what that is, what in this genie of the failure. You see the point of now, what we are talking about. Two such things. Now, the first one is producing image in terms of mind, and that's a good thing that I do give it to what you eat, knowing that I do, knowing that I do receive the image, and then it will get transformed in one way or the other. We're going to get those picture. See that? So, there are two different stages of performance. Two different stages of performance. One is only producing image and consciousness of the image of seeing only, but that seeing hasn't got any movement. See? Now who transfers you? You know when you're not the truth. You get that one. See? It's a feeling this side or that side. So this is doing by know that you know when you're not the truth. So there are two systems. One system is producing only image. The other one is working with that image. See what? So we have that process. Receiving the knowing and the value, we have the knowing what we see. We cannot draw with you. We call it the Dhanu Vodhika, not draw with you. See? Just following the Saku draw with you. I cannot draw with you. Therefore, we call following, not draw with you. Not draw with you, receive the picture from the Saku, Saku Vinyan, and the Saku Vinyan, which is, and then put into it. This picture, refer to the old images, still in the memory, and only that interpret, okay? And then try to transfer from one thing to the other, that is primary function, to be able to distinguish. There are two stages and mental performance. One is for Vinyana, second Vinyana, that to produce by the father of the death. Second is Kinesa, Mutta, produced by no Vinyana Tadu, no Vinyana Tadu, no Dwara, Vichi. Because Vichi means he can want them at that age, at the trick, in the only moment and so on. This is the point of who is there. And these are only two primary functions. And then look at the number three. Look at number three. Number three is the bottom one. Bottom one. Yeah. When you see the Sakudora Uchi, here's the picture of me. Just like a clock. And then, not wrong with you, receive the picture. Okay? Receive the picture. And sort out similar picture in the past 16.
Ah, yes.
And similar picture in the past 16. And then, okay, try the meaning of the picture. Just try to translate the meaning of the picture. See that? When that phenomena which is translated in the form of reality, see? form of reality. Just this form of nature can exist in nature. Okay, clearly. No, absolutely not. So, the Manodhara Vishi reject. It is not reality. That's the only disposition. This is the work of Manodhara Vishi. See that? Now, the second picture, there you have Manodhara Vishi not only accepted, not only in the position, but also decipher, translate the meaning whether it is real or not. See where the word was? No, Vara, which is so different name, different stages. So this is working theory. You get the idea of the reason. And then, so I see number one. Number one is the picture. So you got the picture or something like that. What do you see in there?
Girl is looking
in the other direction. That's it. The girl is looking in the other direction. She is young, according to the picture. Not very old. See that? And then the nature of the picture is also not very ugly. And she doesn't have a picture. Mm-hmm. See that?
Yeah.
So, these are the stages. These are the stages. The picture gives you the Kuvijnana. The Kuvijnana which gives you the picture. And Manovijnana receives this one. Receives this one and then interpret. This is the deer. See? This is the picture of the deer. And then she is young. See? The nature of the picture is also not very ugly. Just a presentable picture. So these are the series of what? Mind or matter. Not knowing enough. We keep. They walk out step by step. See the point now? Now, this is not one step. See? Receiving is one step. And then identification is another step. See that? Valuation and so on. It goes on like this. So this is the picture. Now you can see. Look at it again. Now you will find. I'll show you that. Now, that mind, Manodhara, has to put each and every part of the and every part of the picture to make it in that image. This is the process. The first time, your mind, your Manodhara, know within, and in that way, composition, composed. And I will show you that. There is a stage of the composition and the know within and the more. Now I'll tell you that. You see the ear of the young dog. You see the ear of the young dog. Ear. Ear. You see them? To put it in every different way. See that? Now this ear, make it like a eye. And then the chin becomes the nose. See? Make it the chin to become the nose.
Yeah.
And then the neck, see that?
Oh.
Mouth.
Yeah.
And then the neck needs to become the chin. And so on.
Yeah.
See the point? Now that is different. Different association. Then when you see that picture, do you find that quite different? quite different. Now, the picture is not a young one, but it becomes an old lady. Isn't it? Very old. At the same time, how you feel about that?
Not
big feeling. You see the point now?
Yeah.
So what I am talking is, see, Mano Vinyana Dhatu, see, Mano Dora Viti, are watching different stages. When they try to take the picture directly from the Eku Vinyana, they try to compose, see, according to their own way. Generally, human mind try to see the beautiful sight easily. See, their composition. As soon as you see the picture, you find the young girl in the pleasing one. Because mental sight, see, no vinyana, they compose the picture by itself. That is the thing you have to know how the no vinyana are working. Composition is one stage. By its own way, see? Now when change over to another composition, which has become quite different one. See that? And then the termination of age, see that? And then nature of the reflection. Now, and that's the non-vinyana value. This is only the non-vinyana value. The stage comes more than that, more than the previous picture. Previous two pictures, the first picture is showing only the meaning.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now in this picture, by virtue of the composition and translation, see, composition and meaning of the picture and so on. And then the third comes, you call it or you interpret it, the picture of human. In that, it is also a work of the mind, Manodara. And not only that, this is a male, and not male, it's a female picture. This is also a work of Manodara too. See that? Now, first picture interpret as a young lady, and the second picture interpret as old lady. Now, see the picture of young lady and the picture of old lady. Another interpretation, you are reflection, see, breathing picture, and then not breathing, unpleasant picture, and so on. That's pleasant and unpleasant if you are reaction, see that? You are reaction but doing by the knowing and now. That reaction is not the utilitas cycle. See? Pleasing and unpleasing is pleasure is in the subject of karma. And that's the first subject. You see that?
Yeah,
karma subject. That is reflection of reaction of personal impression. You see the point? Norwegians are walking step by step. See? Norwegians are walking step by step. So, now you come to the karmic or activity circuit. See? Activity circuit. So, for activity circuit of karma circuit. See? Karma, buddha. And then, it is avodha. Who are working by no vinyana, see? No vinyana tattoo. But the nature of the works are different, see? At the stage of kilesa vodha, it translates stage by stage. Explain you, this is the picture, this is the woman, this is the old one, this is the young one. After that point, the work of kilesa. After that, pleasure of present or unpleasant done by karma buddha or activity circuit reflection of your mind, reaction of your mind. So three stages of mental activities are going on and on like this. This is the simple form of understanding of in everybody's mind or in this way. So, the Manovinyan are working really improve this week. Did I see your point?
Yeah.
See, this is the way we formulate for three seconds. Protection seconds, transformation seconds, activity seconds. This is only modern language. So, we're going to the terms of the canon. What is called? Seku Winyanadadu. Seku Winyanadadu. Seku Winyanadadu transformed by Mono Winyanadadu. Yeah, in the form of creature, offspring, male, female, and so on. After that, the womb and the young, and then pleasant feature or unpleasant feature. But pleasant and unpleasant feature is the activity circuit of Samavipaka, Samavutta. See? So, what we are explaining, this is the second, not without proof. We can prove this way. The R1T is a primary formation of mental process. Mind and body going together. Is that the point now? So, the important point is there. And the mental process, the Manovijnana process, and the second process. Okay? And the second process, that Manovijnana compose the picture by itself. And then explain you as a person. And then try to distinguish male and female, and so on. See? But actually, that's what we want to do. See? What is function? What is protection? Protection. Okay. And then there's anything to you that gives you the picture. See that? They are also just taking the picture. They are also just taking the picture. It doesn't do anything. But when transferred to the second circuit, Norwegian, okay, this one we compose itself and decipher or translate, pick up the meaning and so on. And then after completion of that work, the coming circuit, activity circuit, reflect or react on it. It is according to the nature of the translation of knowing that it is a circuit. You see the point now?
Yes.
Now, the major point. When you see as a person, see, there is one person, the picture becomes person. Because it must be said itself. This is the person. See? Now, at that moment, you are seeing person. See that? You are seeing the person. There is another person. And the CRN, the object. The CRN object. This one is done like one. And why? No, we end up as two. See? One guy? No, we end up as two. And then there's no Yanakadu. This is a complete process. There are many, many processes going on according to the nature of the system translation. So, the Rana Vodika Madhura Wiki, so many wikis, so many packages. They have many, many ways, 400 and 500 ways to transform into this. See that?
Yeah.
Out of that, it comes into what? There are two. The object. See? And the circuit. The circuit produces the fear as well as the object. This is the point that is very important. It has a very big meaning. See? Seku Winyanadadu doesn't give anything. Just take picture from the physical process. Then make it the picture. And this picture transforms or hand over to the next circuit. That is, Transformation, we call it transformation process. Transformation, second. Transform into any different, many different ways. Composing, lightweight, making the picture, making the way of email and the present energy, the age, not beautiful, not beautiful, and so on. Okay? And then, doing that, naturally it comes into that. The picture is seen by me. Seen by the seer, and there is the object. So this is done by the second factor. When only, means what? When it comes only 2%, see that, I'll show you that. Yeah, when you see the first picture or second picture, you don't say anything pleasant or unpleasant. See? When it comes to the person, when it's personalized. See, personalized. And then distinguish between male and female, and so on. And then, you are a person, automatically follow. That is a pleasant picture. That is another unpleasant picture. Pleasant, unpleasant, weird now. That is done by Dhamma. See, Dhamma practice. Activity practice. See? You feel the point now? Yeah. So, what we want to tell you is, so-called dualism, duality, coming to play in the practice of Dhamma, Sakit, not Dhamma Sakit, Kisa Sakit, the second Sakit, and its transformation Sakit, producing TRM, the object. See? Then it comes as a duality function. Then only creation comes. So, dualism is the product of karmic
practice.
Karmic practice. See that? These are the way we explain the process of functioning, mind body functioning. When you understand the nature of the human, so this is the proof for us. See, Eku Vijana Naku and Mano Vijana Naku. Two processes, two mind processes, and two different activities. And the third one is called activity practice. If you can see what we are discussing.
Right?
Yeah. That's our primary. That's the only primary concept. So we can prove it. Our theory. This is the point now. Now, that is also for information. Duality comes and comes and do. Duality comes and comes and do. Come and do. You are mind body. Religion process. The thing is, in that stage, we have to explain the thoughts for the transformation process. Transformation process. And then we cannot do it. Transformation into these things. See? It's a male, female, and so on. They all do doing just like me. Just like me. Whenever they receive the picture from the original production package, they put the picture into memory depth. So the thing is, any memories and multi million, two memories. Now, the present picture and the old, two memories, compare each other, and then explain plainly what according to the two nature, two memory. When you are or I am putting this image, just very young, just very early age, we usually put, when we see this, this is human, this is male, or this is female, this is a young one, this is a old one, and so on. They have every explained data in the old evolutionary. So when they draw out, they explain everything. This is person, this is male, and this is female. This is old one, and this is young one. Because the data collected every form as we had seen previously, and then try to tell again that the same way. So the present picture becomes alive as a person, human being, male or female, young or old. These are the words of two memories. So memory, still in the form of person, still in the form of male, still in the form of female. See? These are conceptions. So according to that old conception, old understanding, when you picture male, so just there, exactly the same as the first one. So what is happening? Easily. That is a person, that's a male, that's a male female. Because very, very fast. No, in the right sense, not necessarily taken for granted, transform into that. Just like we come to the translate everything. We're going to the children. That's in that memory. So human mind is working in this. That process, second process. Transformation, success. Many times right before, you know, we can have. So we can have that too. Now, the main group is about duality. Now, that's okay now. Let's see how we try to explain that way. Not necessarily to take for granted right or wrong, and the sense of your analysis. But now, I like to change the word to do the same, what you have said yesterday. Okay? Yesterday you explained that you said someone very different who likes to meet the element of enlightenment. Even we can free coordinate. Just like this solid geometry. See that? Why is it and then thing is to determine the point. This is a reference point. Now when we put us on meditation, we like to put these three reference lines. One is memory, concentration. This concentration of mind is one process or one coordinate, one system of coordinate. And the second is non-duality. The second is non-duality. That is the second coordinate. The last is the button. We have three coordinates. Because each and every stage of mind development, consider as you say that, just like a point. That's when to be three coordinates. And then, point by point, when it is progressing or developing, see? Try to find out with the help of duality, with the help of concentration, with the help of vipassana, and so on. So this is the way you explain that. Yeah. You get that one? Yeah. That is also very good. See? Very good. This kind of explanation also. But one thing, we have to be careful about that. As for the solid geometry, reference point or reference coordinate, they are separately existed by themselves. The point is there, see. And then when one point I've done another, I just become the ground in the line. See? But I just do that thing on going up, going down, going to the nature of the coordinates. We know that. But one thing I like to make a little clear. Now when Einstein explained about his theory of the relativity and relativity, not only three dimensional space, he also said that time. This time is also one dimension.
One space.
The full dimension. So why he put it that way? Because in nature, nothing is static. Nothing stays constant at any position. Because everything is moving very, very fast. Therefore, he explained his system. See? His coordinate system. Accelerating system. The system itself is accelerating. See the point of accelerating system. And then the static coordinate system used by Newton. Okay? So, and that static system there is the gravity. One must like the other. The gravity. And then just because of the gravity, there is the force. This force is called inertia. Inertia. But Einstein eliminated gravity. Eliminate the gravity. There is no gravity. Gravity is just because of what? The system. The system is accelerating. That's the accelerated system. If you put it, you will find these gravity are working. Yeah, not because of the reality. Gravity is not real. Because the system is accelerating. They are both doing each other. That is the Einstein expression. So Einstein is always moving. Everything is moving. See that? Like it's moving very fast. It's 300,000 kilometers per second and so on. So when you think about that from the Buddhist point of view, see? The time, time, and then the time, space. These are concepts. These are concepts. These are not reality. See now? Why we have to use it? Because something which is moving, covering the space, as well as consuming the time. See that? So to be able to understand by the person, you have to use the time as well as space. But actuality is what? Just moving in. What I did in the form of wave or in the form of particle. It's moving. See that? When you are talking about time, driving 60 miles per hour. The time 60 miles per hour means 5 minutes. I want to change. That is the way. Because to make you understand, this is the point. Now when we come to the hour meditation, it is three dimensions. Explain. See? One is concentration. The other is non-duality. The other is becoming a history. Just like Einstein. See? Not a separate thing. At that stage of the point of development, I don't want to stay there. That is the stage of the mind. That is the stage of the mind. Not separately from the, separately existing from the concentration, separately existing from the non-duality, separately existing from the vipassana. But all three are composed in that stage. Is it going on? Just like I explain, if anything is moving, they are not three, time and
speech, not the mind. You cannot separate it. When it is moving, you have to use it together. Time and space, time and space. Not separate it. Time is one dimension and space. Space is another dimension. That is the energy and another system of Newton only. When it comes to Einstein, perception, so time and space, do together. So, same way, in your system, these three coordinates, okay, concentration, mentality, and we got now, but they are not separate, as the mind of, and the mind of, yogi, meditator, three are all together. Be able to invent the gadget, the instrument for measurement of these things. See that? There will be three diodes. Concentration diode, non-duality diode, and Vipassana diode.
You see the point of an interesting machine.
That is not invention. I am trying to explain the other way. See that?
Yeah.
So there will be three diodes. Telling you the nature of concentration as well as the and the degree of the non-duality and the degree of insight penetration and so on. This is what now just like we are hearing a radio message from the outer space, from the other planet. We are expecting some message of the name. So we have to tune so many diodes. So now let us say only three. See that? One is concentration. The other is non-duality. The other is penetration. When they get all correct position to receive the message from the outer space, you are finding the sun. See, they are sending a message and so and so, so and so. But if you cannot adjust one dial, you won't get the message. See? Three dials must come to what? One point of consent. One point to consider. Just like there is one ordinary receiver. Only when you get the correct media band, you get only the voice. But now here it comes. Three diodes. Not only one diode. Must be two, not two. All you get the same. Two plus three. And then only you get the enlightenment.
Well, it is not exactly as I thought.
Uh-huh.
Actually, in the reality, there is always a difference between these three
patterns.
It is just a helping picture to
make
an image somehow, because it's very difficult to make any kind of controversy in the spiritual attainment and the kind of consciousness. It's just a helping picture. But of course, there is this balance. Different spiritual schools are teaching different ways. And up to now, most of these spiritual disciplines were developing mainly only one of these coordinates or structures of training. And the other two were just somehow present, but not really used or trained to the full power. So, in the present meditation systems, all being developed in Myanmar, in fact, some 50 or 60 years ago, perhaps more, this revival of practicing of meditation, the general trend appears to be towards so-called dry vipassana, dry insight, sukha vipassana yanika, and using the concentration only in the momentary strength, so-called kanika samadhi,
Yeah.
I think also developed the footprint of concentration takes such a long time, and very few people can really do it. So, find the key to the advice given by Sayadaw, get the aim as quick as possible. That means use the opportunity which you have right now. Perhaps it may end just the next week with some illness or whatever may happen. Try to attain the Magapala as soon as possible. Actually, my understanding is also this, but especially after realizing this first stage of enlightenment, there may be a consideration to relax a little bit and to work more to include those another factors which may strengthen the results of meditation. Especially the factor of concentration may make the penetrative power of insight more clear, so that the yogi may experience the continuing meditation process more clearly, so that he may understand more deeply what is really going on. If he understands more clearly, he is able to pass his knowledge easily to another people. He may have the power of leading another people towards the same goal. If we are using the shortest, the driest, so-called driest way, usually our insight is somehow not very brilliant, or we don't understand what is really going on. We are witnessing different stages of insight on the way, but perhaps we are not really clear what is the real process, what is really taking place. This combination, if we choose such a kind of meditation or practice, it may be not only meditation, it may be also active kind of practice during the lay life through our activities. New dimensions of spiritual positions may be accessible to us. We have some kind of knowledge of the positions in the concentration to Asian people in Myanmar. The position of non-duality may be less familiar. I think that was my point. But usually there isn't really a balance among these three
powers of the
But to have the full benefit of meditation, which is of course dependent on so many factors, paramis and concentration, preparatory effort during one. We cannot choose 100% what we would like to. We are subject to so many circumstances that if somebody has the commitment, if somebody has the time, then it's almost an endless way of deepening
the three directions,
cultivating more encompassing understanding of the Dhamma, so of Nama Rupa, of the process. And everyone has to choose for himself what is the proper way. But really what I still want to make special emphasis on, the first duty, I should say, is to get the first Magapala. Before that, go straight to it. When you are safe,
then we really in the journey of Antara. That's right. See, that's very interesting point. See, that secret meaning is secret meaning. The positive and well is against the people. It's better to understand which position or the nature of your position of the meditation. Okay? If you don't have the reference point, you don't know. So you want to know that. Okay? You want to know your progress. So you must have the secret meaning. See, now, one thing, concentration, that concentration is the easier for us to see, concentration of mind, and then getting the fixed bottom line, take one object, and so on. And then, penetration does not also be thrown away. And then, duality, what do you use? And then, in Myanmar, it's enough for seven, yeah, for the self duality. Yeah, that is the best. But, now there is the from your point of view, how duality is what, and then how non-duality can come. Okay, that's the main point. This is not by concentration, by using our enlightened mind. What this duality is coming into our mind-body functioning.
Doing some research in this field, so I would have a full access to Mahayana literature, it would be much easier because they have lots of experience in these things. What I could somehow understand equally, like concentration, also non-duality has different stages and different strength or
degree.
The basic kind of non-duality we find, as you just explained, in the first Vipakavata. In the Purushavata, that's the beginning of duality, of the split in the mind, when the portion of the mind starts itself to play the role of subject, and something in the mind represents the object or the surroundings of the counterpart person. The simply non-duality, as you explained, is actually involved in the first moment of perception, when the mind still is very in the original open state of receiving. Due to the next work of perception, the split occurs. So even in the Theravada, of course, there is a clear occurrence of non-dual moments. In the beginning, I was always asking myself when I was searching for non-duality in Theravada, taking the example of a real arhat, as described in the text. I have found there are many, many points in the mind of arhat which gives clear idea that a real arhat life is very much in this non-dual category.
That's it.
Because of the absence of sakayadiki, the split is removed. And also due to the equanimous and non-reacting mind tolerance present and uncertain things. This is even the second degree of non-duality. Even the arhat represents, in fact, lots of the non-dual. In a real arhat, there is lots of non-duality that is presented. So as to the degrees of non-duality, the the most usual or the obvious is in the bare attentiveness, what we call bare attention in the Mahasi meditation, when the mind is just clearly aware of realities as they are, without passing any judgment on it, without categorizing this is pleasant, this is unpleasant, this is good, this is bad, just taking things as they are. So in this basic form of non-duality, even the temporary vipassana meditation actually accepts the non-duality, the strong awareness of non-duality. Even in the higher stages of vipassana training, when the mind is, before entering the Magga-phala, on the level of Sankharupa Kanyana, the characteristic of Sankhara, Upekha, that the mind is very, very equanimous towards all kinds of sankharas, all kinds of dhamma manifesting. This is for me the second degree of non-duality, where the unification of pleasant and unpleasant feeling is taking place. This is a very, very unusual process, because when it is really realized and manifested fully, many, many radical changes in the mentality are taking place, because what the yogi is witnessing is the coming together of kusala and akusala. There is no more distinction between kusala and akusala. The conceptual categories of good and evil are correct, incorrect, appropriate, inappropriate, wholesome, unwholesome. All these categories which are so very helpful all the way up to this stage, they start to dissolve. The Mahayana sources give also that this stage actually involves a kind of a danger. There is a danger because this is also the end of morality. There may be an attack when the morality ends, and before the wisdom starts to work to impose a new kind of ethics, new kind of good and evil, which is built up on wisdom. The third kind of non-duality, which is mentioned in the Mahayana text, is the highest one. It's the fusion or merging of nama with rupa. I don't properly understand this process. I don't know exactly what is meant by it. So I cannot really say anything close to this point. I hope what I succeeded to describe, even in the non-duality, there are many, many levels and stages of intensity.
Now, what we have explained in the system of the two Buddha, these are the stages. These different stages. Primarily, we are functioning continuously on and off. See? Now, when we are going to take non-duality sector, non-duality sector means what? Elimination of personality. See? The main factor to the two person or two things, I and my Sarabhi, I and we, if I, function of duality. Here, so this is primarily, the root is done by This is the point from our point of view. So two things are sorted out by now. Our objective was to eliminate completely the root of Asthadeji or Samayadeji in two terms of the same. And the third term is Asthadwayubhahan. We are the same. So the first objective of our work is to eliminate this Asthadeji or Samayadeji. That means what? Elimination of duality. If there is no attack, nothing to reflect as it is here in the cortex. See? The only attack is there. But there is someone, there is a person. This is my friend, this is my enemy, this is my mouth. See? All are surrounding the trees and the mountain. Everything breaking from cancer. And then he is always making the world between I and the other. This is the formation of duality. So not necessary to eliminate all other surroundings. Elimination is the here only. To eliminate what? That's it. To eliminate Asya means elimination of duality. When you completely can eliminate Asya, no more duality. No more duality. That means complete elimination of Asya.